Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My wife, she's in the other room listening to you.
She's a smart lady.
Yeah, well, she calls you her home improvement stud muffin.
I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do.
Welcome back. I am your little home improvement stud muffin.
On the catwalk.
I have the best Noodaloo 2 that I think Lindsay found, right? You found this one. How did we find this one?
You know, you featured it. Did you know this? You know it was on House Smarts. Did you know this?
I did not. Oh, it was a Design Smart.
Do you watch your show?
I do, but we do that so much in advance sometimes that those Design Smarts are not things that I'm part of. So I see them and I think they're cool.
Right.
So we did feature it?
So somebody, Fort, asked, but I actually was the one that coordinated it for House Smarts, and that was about maybe 6 months ago, and I kept it on my back burner because it is a cool product.
Think about the rugs that are in your home right now, and think about how they look, and think about how you maintain them. What if you could do that more simply and easily?
Hardwood floors and ceramic tile may look beautiful, but let's face it, rugs make them easier on our feet, and come on, who likes cold feet anyway? And if you're mindful of your neighbors below, it is nice to have a soft surface underfoot. But cleaning them is a pain and expensive, especially if you have messy kids and messy, dirty pets. Don't you wish sometimes you could just pick up those rugs and toss them in the wash? Enter our new Tulu 2, Ruggable. A two-part washable rug. The bottom layer of Ruggable grips the floor and anchors the top layer, which is a sort of upholstery fabric that comes in assorted colors and patterns. When the rug gets dirty, the top peels off, kind of like Velcro, and goes right in the wash. Cool, right?
I know!
Ruggable is perfect for a kitchen, bathroom, hallway, or any other place that would otherwise be bare. They come in a variation of styles, colors, and sizes, so they are bound to have something you're looking for, or that'll match your decor. Prices vary from about $89 to $389, and you can find out more at Ruggable.com. That's this week's New Tulu 2.
Amazing designs, amazing sizes. I mean, you literally could, I don't know if they're going to like this. You know, when you bought the sectional that you have right now at your house?
I do.
Right. And you were like, you know, I got these two little kids and I don't want to buy like a super expensive sectional because my kids are going to be drinking juice
yes.
on it. But it's a very nice sectional.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's mm-hmm. very nice, but it isn't like, oh my gosh, whatever.
Right.
So these Ruggables are very nice. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that it's like a like an oriental rug. That's not what it is. You know what I mean? But the patterns and the styles are really nice, and you put the whole thing in the washing machine.
It's affordable, yes.
It's affordable.
I think that that's okay to say.
It's,
and it's
stylish and affordable.
Right.
And so you got to put it in the box where it belongs. But you know where I could totally see this in? Hmm. In a young person's apartment, in a house with little kids, where you want to bring some style and some look. Look, we put, when we remodeled our kitchen, we also got a new sectional and a rug in our little family room that's just off the kitchen. And it's a lighter colored rug, and we made a huge mistake. Because the dogs mm-hmm. who lie on it all the time, it gets dirty. Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm there with the rug doctor, literally, every 6 weeks, cleaning the rug. Now, I don't mind doing that, you know what I mean? But I like the lighter color because it brightens up the space, and the sectional we bought is kind of a charcoal mm-hmm. gray. It looks really nice, and had you gone with a darker rug,
you're right,
it'd be too dark.
Mm-hmm.
The lighter thing works, but you got to keep it clean all the time. A Ruggable, had I known about it then,
right,
would have been perfect. We got to brighten this thing up. Washing machine.
Yeah.
Out you go. Done. From $89 to $389. And they have really nice styles.
Right.
So, and the pad that they give you is really cool. They ship it in a box. Comes to your house. Here you go. Done. I like it. Ruggable. Ruggable.com, and we'll put it up on the WGN website, as well as the Lou Manfredini Mr. Fix-It Facebook page, if you'd like more information about it as well. 7:53 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Mary in Downers Grove. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, I moved into this condo a few months ago, and it has a clothes dryer in the master bathroom that does not vent to the outside. So when I operate it, it turns the room into a sauna.
It's electric?
Yes.
It's electric. And it's driving you crazy.
Well, I need to open the window even in the winter. Oh, yeah. Otherwise, everything just...
Oh, wait, okay, the dryer is where?
It's in the master bathroom.
Is there
one of those stackable units?
Yeah, and is there a closet, or it's out in the middle of nowhere?
It's in a recessed area. It doesn't have a door over it, but
okay. And the window is where?
In the bedroom.
Oh, so there's no in the bathroom. There's no window.
Right.
What floor?
I'm in a condo.
Yeah, and what floor are you in the condo?
Fourth.
Is that the top?
Out of five, no.
Oh.
Five is the top.
And where this little recess is, I'm just wondering, is behind it an outside wall?
No.
It's another condo.
Well, it's actually the hallway.
It's the hallway. Mary.
So I had the bathroom remodeled, and I bought a real powerful exhaust fan. But then when the contractors opened it up, they said that the pipe on the fan was larger than the pipe in the wall, and they couldn't install it.
And do you have a fan in there now?
Yeah, but...
It won't move?
It's not enough.
So if you crank that thing on, it won't work?
Right. Yeah, like I said, it's all the windows get steamed up, you know, in the bedroom.
Right, and the mirrors.
Right.
Okay, now in that bathroom, in that master bathroom, is one of those bathrooms, is any wall in those bathrooms an outside wall?
Not in the bathroom, no.
Hmm. Mary,
the bedroom has the outside wall.
The bedroom has an outside wall.
Yeah.
But not a bathroom.
Right.
We are stuck here, my dear.
Yeah.
Because unless you can figure out how to vent it out, there's nothing you're going to be able to do here. The only thing that you could possibly do, which is kind of crazy, the fan that you have, do you have any idea what kind of CFMs it has or no? The one that they put in. Or did they just put the old one back in?
No, I bought a new one.
You bought a new one.
I don't recall.
You don't recall. Okay. If you bought a small, small plug-in fan, okay, that you could put, like, what they probably have is that hose on the back of the hose on the back of the dryer goes to, like, a little box, right? Like a little filter box?
A little pail.
Like a pail. And is that sitting on the ground?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, one of the things you could try and do is you could have that pipe. I'm just trying to think how we're going to do this. I'm trying to direct that pipe up towards that fan, but still in the little recessed area. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to raise it up so that, because right now it goes down to the floor, right?
Correct.
So now I'm heating all that, and it's rising up, and it's building up in that pocket. If we can take that hose around and somehow affix it to the top of the dryer and put the little filter on the front so it's up high, off to the side if you have enough room, then there, when you turn that fan on, it should be able to grab that heat that's already there and pull it out quicker than heating everything up from the bottom and going up, and then you don't even need another fan.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a stackable washer
right,
and dryer.
Right.
So I don't have much room.
Do you have 4 inches on one side?
Yes.
I need 4 inches. That's all I need. So I need someone to come and take that hose and extend it or put a different hose. Or actually, what would make the most sense is they could do it out of metal pipe that's more rigid. Like there's an aluminum flexible pipe that is nice and rigid. And at the top mm-hmm. of the dryer, on the side, they're going to use a little aluminum tape and maybe even just one little screw to screw the pipe in at the top. So it's like blowing, almost like it's blowing in your face, but it's not. But it's up high towards the fan. And then you turn the exhaust fan on, and it should be able to evacuate that hot air. This is the only way you're going to put lipstick on this pig. And try and try and pull it out faster and not heat up the whole space. That's a tough one because without a without a way to vent it directly outside, there's no other solution for this. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time.